your attention to a very widespread misconception, which is that agnosticism
corporate radio and corporate music labels are killing music and destroying innovation, all for the sake of profits.
Our culture continues to die in the process, and someday we may not know what music is supposed to sound like.
Here is the one true solution. Bands from all over the world send us their music and we play it. Free from the clutches of profit-lusting corporations.
Join us as we share creativity and save music together on
killradio.org.
Turn off your radio and turn on Kill Radio.
Turn off your radio and turn on Kill Radio.
Turn off your radio and turn on Kill Radio.
Come on. You're here.
Killradio.org.
That was Daniel Spree.
Yes.
That last track was Needle, and then before that we started off with It Ain't Over. Daniel Spree is based here in Los Angeles, myspace.com/Daniel Spree, S-P-R-E-E, if you didn't know how to spell Spree. Like shopping spree.
Whee! You're listening to Killradio.org. You're listening to Hear Here, the all-submission-only submission show.
Yes.
It's good to be on the air, and Mark, I got to give you mad props for the awesome intro this morning.
I love it when you talk Negro.
No, that's...
mad props is Negro.
No, it's emo.
Nuh-uh, they don't... Well, emo might have took it over.
It's spoiled suburban
wouldn't,
kid.
Wouldn't emo be... That's awesome, man.
It's wicked rad.
Okay, that's emo, maybe.
It's,
I don't know.
Your
tubular
intro
Ever since that term came up, I've just ran away from all that stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I decided it was time to do a new intro. We haven't had one in a while.
Yeah.
It died when my computer died.
I think I just pulled a pubic hair off of the cozy on
the
microphone.
There's hair all over my microphone cozy, too. And you know, I know that the friends at home love listening to this.
How does a pubic hair get on a microphone?
Well...
What are the people at Kill Radio doing with the microphones that would even make it possible?
I don't want you to show me. I can show you right now. No?
No.
Okay.
Spare me.
Actually, in a sense, I already have, because I'm sure in your mind you had to go there for at least a millisecond
I just went there just now. That was me going there.
And I wouldn't go towards the front. I'd probably go towards the back
as
my people are wont to do. So imagine that, going towards the back.
So that's sort of like the...
Imagine the sound.
Internet radio equivalent of a reach around.
No.
No?
No. What is it with straight people's fixation with the reach around?
Because it's a wonderful thing.
Is it? I wouldn't know.
Actually, it's funny. I was at this audition the other day for this movie.
What were you auditioning for?
This was horrible. This is for 8 lines and some stupid little comedy. And they're like, oh, get there between 7 and 8. And I get there, and I've been an actor for 16 years. I haven't been to a cattle call ever. And this was a cattle call.
Oh.
So, first of all, I had to wait for over 2 hours just for the privilege of reading these 8 lines opposite another 100 hopeful dorks like me trying to get this tiny part, this tiny movie that probably never even get distributed.
God.
Which is, like, heartbreaking to begin with.
Right.
And then... It's like they're like running out of time because like we all got there at like 6:45 and now it's like pushing 9:30, you know, and
PM.
Yeah,
God.
And so they're like, do you guys mind doing group? And I'm, you know, it's in my mind immediately thinking like, what, like double anal or what are they talking about? You know, so they have us go instead of reading the part like one at a time, they have us read the part one at a time, but with. A bunch of different people in the room. So it takes the exact same amount of time, but without the convenience of getting your own audition. So it's just like, man, I just got to get the hell out of here as fast as possible. Like, it took away my night with Shannon. It took away that last piece of me that was like, because, you know, I'm in this stage of my life where I'm in school right now and I'm working on a second career, and there's still this tiny piece of me that's just like, oh, but I love acting. I love that world, and I'm afraid to leave.
And then it loves me.
All these signs of like, dude, you're not even into it. You're just not that into it, dude.
God.
So yeah, that was my experience the other night.
How come I'm not as loud as you are? How come you have me lower than you?
I always put you a little bit lower than me because you put the balls of the mic right up to your chin, and so you always tweak out, and I tend to be a little bit farther away, so I don't get as much. Kill Radio pubic hair in my teeth.
Oh.
So really, you should be at the same level.
I'll just put you up.
You see,
now you're totally. That's going to sound great on the recording.
You know, it's funny. I do this show Is Good where I interview bands. And, you know, I got to communicate with the bands first to tell them what the show is all about. And I was talking to this band online the other day who's coming in this Sunday. This incredible band. I'm really looking forward to having them on. But they're like,
do they have a name?
Yeah, it's Una. We played them on the show recently, actually. It's this really great trip hop act. They're coming in on Sunday.
And that's why I have their CD. I was looking at it, and I was
And you borrowed the CD, yeah.
And I was like, did they submit? I need to – okay.
So anyway, so we're like working out the details, like how they're going to set up and everything. And they sent me an email, and they're like, and you know, here's our general spec sheet from when we play out live, you know, for your sound guy, if that helps. And I'm like, I am sound guy. You know, like, that's always that awkward moment at Kill Radio where you're like, nope, what you see is what you get.
Yeah, it's...
I'm the producer, I'm the host, I'm the sound engineer.
A lot of places like to describe themselves as DIY, do it yourself.
Yeah.
God, it's do it yourself everything.
I wish, the one thing I really do wish we could do is like easily provide headphones for our guests so that they can hear their own voices.
Right, no, that's hard.
Or even for ourselves. Like we can't hook up more than one headphone at a time. And then we later listen to the show and it's like, wow, that was loud or we're not loud. Or
boy, we weren't controlling that well.
Yeah, but we'll get there. One day we'll get there.
Maybe.
We have a fundraiser for Kill Radio happening next Friday, which I think will make all the difference.
Yeah. Hopefully, I'll be able to afford 5 sets of headphones.
Yeah, I mean, we should make enough money and since we're on that topic.
And that's the only need we have right now, are headphones.
Absolutely.
Everything else has been taken care of. We have no other needs.
Well, also, we need just enough money to hire a hitman to get rid of some people.
Oh, I can do that. You don't have to. I'll do it for free.
But this Friday, March 21st, Lost Souls Cafe.
It's Friday?
A week from today.
A week from today. Awesome.
Today's the 14th, so yeah. March 21st. Yeah. This is, you know, the next installment in our monthly Here Kill Radio fundraiser series. We have some really great performances going on, all different genres, all acoustic. We have Don Shipley and Marcel Riesco of Don Shipley and the Sharpshooters and Truly Lover Trio playing. So
wait,
that'll be a country
thing.
Isn't
that someone's sister?
Don is Shannon's sister.
Wait a second. I heard last name Shipley, and that's not a common name. I'm like, Shannon's wait a sister. Second.
So they'll be going on first, I think, at like 7:45 or so.
Great.
And then after that, Johanovich von Walken, who's going to be doing some really great experimental indie stuff. He does a lot of stuff with like delay and reverb. Really
cool.
Talented guy. And he does a lot of looping, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then Shane Hunter, who was going to perform at the last one and that I did and had to cancel last minute. So he's like really excited about being able to do this one.
Right.
He's a huge fan of Kill Radio. Really, you know, just always goes on about what a great thing we're doing. So I'm really jazzed to be able to give him a platform. And he's a great rapper. And then we'll have a special guest on around 9:30 who's going to sing some songs for us, who's doing really well at like the hotel cafe scene. I can't really put him on the flyer because he's got a big show coming up around that same time.
Either.
Yeah,
okay.
And I promised him I wouldn't mention him. But if you're there, you'll see some really good music that night. And for $5, I think it'll be a good show.
It really is amazing how we are able to pull together some great music. When I think it's just some of the performances you've seen in such a very humble, I don't know if humble is the right word, but really just a great location where you're just like right there, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just very lucky or blessed, or I'm thankful, I guess.
So hopefully we'll see you there next week. Go to myspace.com/hearhear, HEAR_HERE. You'll check out the flyer. It has the address and everything, the Lost Souls Cafe. Or go to lostsouls.com. They have a pretty cool website. And it'll be cool to see you there, and we'll be there as usual.
Signing autographs and giveaway T-shirts.
Yeah,
Do they still have
beer there, or did they lose their license?
They didn't really lose it. It's
on hiatus.
Yes, the beer's on hiatus right now.
Oh, okay.
But the moonshine in the back, right?
BYO and drugs. Okay.
Or just come already taken care of with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Go to Bar 107 first, and then come on over.
Or go to the guys on 3rd and Main.
Here we go.
Oops, did I say that loud?
Some music for you. We get a couple of submissions every few months from this awesome label in Switzerland out of Bern called Voodoo Rhythm. So this set and the set that I'm going to do later in the show is all going to be music from that label. So I'm going to start out with two tracks, one by Reverend Beatman, who runs the Voodoo Rhythm label, and also a track by Stinky Lou and the Goon Mat with Lord Bernardo. And I think that pretty much explains it all. VoodooRhythm.com is where you can go get more information on this label and the music that they do. And here you go. This is Reverend Beatman. You're listening to Here with Mark and John on KillRadio.org.
Meow. I got the devil. I got the devil.
I got the devil deep inside of me. Deep inside of me. Oh, please, baby. Stay away from me. Take it away from me. For sure, he wanted to say the same. He built his own stories, express fantasy. This man is so stupid. This man is so silly. This man is so crazy. This man, you have to know at least one like this. Hey, 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 hey.
yeah.
It's nice to hear traditionally Southern black music sung with a Swiss accent.
All submissions, all the time. That's what you get on here at killradio.org. That was Stinky Lou and the Goon Met with Lord Bernardo from their album of the same name from Voodoo Rhythm Records out of Bern, Switzerland. And before that, we're listening to Reverend Beatman. Reverend Beatman, thank you so much for submitting to Kill Radio and being such a supporter of our station.
Yeah, and that label's
Voodoo Rhythm.com.
Yeah, thanks for sending that.
And you'll play a set. And when I come back, I have a couple more CDs from them to play. So,
oh, good.
More fun on the way.
Yes. So I'm sure you have some news about something going on at Crane's Tavern today, tonight, tomorrow.
Well, we had a great show.
Didn't you and Shannon move in there? Because I mean, there's
that is our new favorite place to be. Absolutely, we had a great show on March 8th with some incredible bands. It was just like a really positive night. And what's really cool about the Is Good Music Presents shows at Crane's Tavern is that now that I've done it for a while and they're always free, I'm finding that musicians are coming who aren't playing. So, like, bands I've interviewed are coming because they suspect they'll probably like some of the bands that are playing.
Wow,
and that's a scene that I've been trying to create in LA since I started this whole project. So
that's great.
So, like, on the 8th, there were four bands playing, but there were about 12 to 15 bands actually represented there.
Wow, that's great.
So it was a really cool thing. So the next one is April 5th, and it's going to have Zira Vaughn, which is a here favorite.
Right.
Wonderground, which is an incredible indie band. They've been kind of on hiatus for a while, and they're coming back. Jason Heath and the Greedy Souls, another here favorite, and Michael Harris is also another big here sport. So it's actually kind of a here night, actually.
Right.
And a couple other shows I'm doing. I have a show. I'm still trying to organize the booking aspects of this. It keeps getting messed around, which is a really frustrating thing about booking. Like, I'm just now falling into this role of a promoter in LA, which is not really the role I see myself in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really happy with like dealing with venues and having to clear things by them.
Uh-huh.
But when you deal with a venue where, you know, they're charging money, you know, I have to do what they want before I do what I want. Cranes, they don't even know what's going on until I show up. I'm like, this is what I'm doing. They're like, we love it.
So that's great. That's the same with Lost Souls with me.
Yeah, and Lost Souls is like that too.
I got a lot of freedom.
But Spaceland's a little bit trickier. I mean, because there's sort of, you know, better known and better established. So anyway, doing a show Spaceland April 3rd, with Michael Mazzocchi, Nightfur, and Fish Circus, which are all really fun acts. And then I'm not sure what the fourth thing is going to be. It might be some touring band I've never heard of.
Right.
That I don't really have I don't really have complete control over everything there. But it should still be a good show. We did a really good one at the end of February with Eject and Radars to the Sky, and a bunch of other Cosio played there, and the Hectors. That was a really good show. So hopefully those will continue.
Cool.
And then, since I'm on a roll, April 9th at Echo Curio, Chase Frank and Azalea Snail, another is good
show. Oh, cool, yeah. I've met her at Chase Frank's show, but I haven't heard her music yet.
Yeah, so they've both been big supporters of Here and Is Good. So, yeah, lots coming. And the website is so close, man. We're like,
really?
I'm like doing all kinds of crazy tweaking and stuff like that. I'll show it to you in a sec because you can actually get in there now and screw around with it.
Cool. So.
But that's not for your ears, listeners.
Yeah, don't go there.
Don't go there. I'll show you when it's ready to launch.
You're not allowed yet.
Yeah. All right.
So has Easter happened yet? Music.
Easter has not happened yet.
Because it was so weird. It's one of those things because of the shopping aspect of where it's advertised ahead of time and you see it in the stores ahead of time. And so I was at this cafe today having breakfast, and I see this Easter candy by the cash register, and I'm like, didn't Easter already happen?
No, I think Easter is at the end of the month.
But I know it's earlier this year because the way the moon is and blah, 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 blah.
No,
blah,
in
blah.
Fact, I know for a fact. It's the 23rd.
So, but that's what's so funny, I guess, because of the retail relationship to holidays. I always think, like, gosh, didn't it happen already?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm that way with Halloween, and I even have to remember, like, about Christmas too. Like, didn't Christmas happen already?
Oh, dude, I didn't even tell you. I'm doing this play. It's one act play,
right?
Called The Resurrection by William Butler Yeats, which is about the resurrection of Christ. It's being performed.
Resurrection.
Yeah, it's being performed in a church, in a Presbyterian church in Santa Monica.
Oh my god!
On a nice stage. It's a professional production.
Right.
Just happens to be in a church.
Are you Jesus?
No, I played the Hebrew. I swear to God, it's a three-person play. It's about a Hebrew, a Syrian, and a Greek all kind of debating. It's right after Christ has been crucified and sort of debating whether or not he was the Messiah. And then at the very end of the play, Christ shows up and, you know, hilarity ensues or whatever. And so it's like,
you just told us the ending.
You know the ending.
It's like going to see Titanic, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The boat explodes.
So, you know, like I kind of represent like the voice of rationality, and then like the Greek is like the voice of whatever, and the Syrian is, you know,
the voice
like,
of homosexuality.
And they all sort of voice it's of, a very it's yeah. a very well written play. It's a short
really?
Play, but it's really funny me playing the Hebrew in this Christ play in a church right after Easter. I mean, that's the whole point. So
right.
It's been kind of a challenge for me to kind of take this part and give it, you know, the kind of respect and integrity it deserves without the other part of my brain going,
This is bullshit.
Well, I don't want to say bullshit, but it's a little challenging for me. So, but anyway, okay. I just wanted to share that experience because it's kind of funny. And here I am playing the Hebrew. And what's hilarious about it is I never get to play Jewish parts.
There's not that many written for the stage.
No, it's
film.
Just that I don't. People tend to think that I don't have that stereotypical look that they associate with stereotypical Jewish
people. I see
your
devil's horns.
You see my horns,
yeah,
but most people
the friends
don't.
At home don't. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
but I have a thing for that too, you know.
For horns?
Like me. Yeah.
For guys with horns?
Yeah. Hello.
All right, well, why don't we go back to music then?
Was your dad a goat? Hello. Do you have goat running in your family?
Do you a little gay in
Do
you?
Do you like to ram?
Would you like to?
All right, let's go to music. This band is called The Scooters. They submitted to us. They're out of El Paso, Texas. This is a track called E equals MC. It's not squared, so I don't know what that means, but. I'm not a scientist. I'm not smart that way.
That's cool. E equals MC. That's funny.
Yo. Number. MySpace.com/The Scooters, and that's with a Z. MySpace.com/The Scooters. And that reminds me, right before we go to this track, if you have any questions about music, can we get instant message on this computer yet?
I don't know. I
Forget
don't think
it.
So.
If you have any questions about any of the music you hear today, you can always email me at mark@killradio.org. That's mark@killradio.org. Or if it's a track that John played, you could always email John. At JON@killradio.org. Normally you can instant message us, but we're having a computer issue with the computer we use in the studio
we're
today.
We're working on it.
Yeah. But anyway, this is Scooters from El Paso, Texas. This track is E equals MC, I should say. I want to say squared because I'm so smart that way. And you're listening here at killradio.org.
search my mind, I'm scanning for a better time. Random access memory before our love had this disease.
And we're back. That was Mock Fox. We've heard them a lot on the show throughout our almost 2 years. Is it 2 years next week or week after next?
No, it might be next week. Yeah.
Where'd you go?
No? Yes?
There you are.
What yeah, did I think say, it might John? Be next week.
It was like the 29th, I think, was our first show.
It was. Remember, I know it was March of 2006.
It was the 29th. I remember the date. Yeah. But yeah, that track was called Build It Down. Mock Fox has submitted a lot to us. They're based out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. MySpace.com/MockFox, MACHFOX. Before that, once again, was The Scooters out of El Paso, Texas. MySpace.com/The Scooters. That track was called E equals MC. And we're back, John.
So what do you think of the governor of New York and that whole story?
Someone, you know, I read the City Beat yesterday, and they brought up a good point. Who are these bankers who discovered this information? Who are these guys who discovered this? Because, you know, he was so anti-corporate America and the abuses of corporations
that they had it out for him.
That
you think?
Maybe this was a way that they, you know, found him. You know, that they were looking for something, and they. I mean, still
yeah.
stupid that
I mean,
put
he still
himself
did in, it. He's still guilty.
Yeah, of course. It's like they, you know.
What I don't understand is like, look, you know, it's you can be the governor, you can be the president, and all we ask is that you don't cheat on your wife. You know what I mean?
We
you
don't
can do
like
pretty
that.
Much anything you want.
Right.
Just try not to cheat on your wife. And people don't seem capable of doing it. I mean, okay, like I'm training to be a therapist right now. And we have this thing where we have, in terms of ethics and the law, we have a responsibility to represent the industry,
mm-hmm.
even when we're not in the office. So, like, mm-hmm. I can't be a therapist and then also be a public drunk, because I will right. lose my license because right. I'm reflecting poorly on the psychology industry. Why is the same thing not apply to politicians? Why is it that they're not expected to represent the government in their personal lives?
But it does. That's why he's basically stepped down. That's why he lost his job, basically.
I know, but why don't they even think of that, though? Why did they have to be informed,
John? Do you need
that
me
they're not supposed
all,
to run prostitution?
John, that's not the real issue. The real issue is this is a guy. He's a man. He has a penis. And sometimes you know where our brain is as men. It's not in our head. I'm not justifying, and I'm not saying that people can't use control, but, you know, I mean...
I understand what you're saying. It just seems to me that people don't seem willing to make sacrifices in exchange for the positions that they
the
want.
The bigger picture is him being a man. He's a married man. And the stakes are just higher because he's also, on top of it, he was the governor of frickin' New York.
Right, but I'm saying if you want to stay a married man, or if you want to stay governor of New York, you have to make that sacrifice of not hiring a $5,000 an hour hooker
right.
to wax your knob, you know?
Right.
But people don't seem willing to make that sacrifice.
No.
I mean, look at Clinton, you know? The president couldn't keep himself from having sexual relations with a 20-year-old intern.
Or Larry Craig. I mean... Senator Larry Craig. Senator, right? Is he a senator?
Yeah. yeah. Or is it representative?
Whatever. He's an idiot is what he is. did you hear in the news? What was that? You sent me that link, and I'd already read it.
Representative Kern out of Oklahoma?
Yeah. One of her sons is gay.
Awesome.
And Ellen tried to call her off her show the other day, and it was hilarious.
Wow.
Yeah. Ellen, she's so great. The way she handled it, she was...
this is the representative who was caught describing homosexuality as basically an infiltration, a disease, worse than terrorism.
A worse threat to the United States than terrorism. And here's
what... Worse threat than Islam is how she put it.
She says terrorism and Islam, which yeah. is so completely... What's the word when you're religiously racist or religiously...
Bigoted.
Bigoted. But there's a word probably for that when it's religious. It's like being xenophobic.
Oh,
or being ageist. Or yeah. So, I mean, she chose Islam. I mean, come on.
Well, and someone pointed this out to me, but was it the Oklahoma City bombing? Was done by someone who wasn't homosexual and wasn't
actually,
a Muslim?
Actually was a Christian
yeah.
who was fighting for this, who was actually having the same values as she does. So, I mean, she shows what little camp she's in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was funny. So Ellen DeGeneres...
And someone like that can get to that level of representing, you know, tens and hundreds of thousands of people.
And Ellen DeGeneres called her on her show and got her voicemail. And then, this is live on the air. She just called live.
Oh, my God.
Well, first she played the recording on the show. And some of the audience was laughing, but her face was ashen the whole time. And a lot of the people in the audience were laughing, but it was almost like nervous laughter. But most people were really quiet because they didn't think it was funny at all. And then she calls, gets her voicemail... And the voicemail box was full. The mailbox is full, which was pretty funny.
Wow.
So I just thought it was pretty ballsy that she was going to do that.
Ellen should donate a puppy to her. That's
she
what
goes,
I would do.
And then she goes, this is what I would have said. She goes, hey, she's a senator, right? Or a representative? Representative.
Representative.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Representative Kern. Hi, I'm Ellen, the gay one. Yeah. Just wanted to clear up. I don't know who you've been talking to, but just wanted to clear up. So the way she does, I mean, she would have been so disarming. It would have been amazing. I mean, she's so yeah. good. Me, I just can't help but talk as if I have a chainsaw in my hand. I wouldn't have been able to have
right.
been so disarming that way. I would have just went,
and then you would be a threat. What
yeah,
the
I would have
and
been.
Everything.
But I would have put a turban on or something at least to mess her up.
Chainsaw wielding, turban wearing homosexual. That's
yeah.
my biggest nightmare.
That's
America's biggest
that's
nightmare.
That's the Muslim world's biggest nightmare.
That's Hillary Clinton's running mate.
Oh, God.
That's what it's gonna. That's what she should do is pick someone a chainsaw wielding gay terrorist.
God, there's so many of us too. I mean, she'd just go through the phone book. Really.
Aren't you their leader?
I was.
You were.
It was a violent coup.
Oh,
and thanks to plastic surgery, I look great. Even better. It actually was a good thing. I consider it a positive. So.
Good for you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, all I'm saying is if you're going to pay – what I really want to know, and I've mentioned this many times before to my friends. And I think I probably mentioned it on the air before. But, you know, this prostitution ring that Spitzer was running, like he had hookers like ranging from like $100 an hour to $5,500 an hour.
Yeah.
And so you got to like get this image in your head, right? Like the 100 – like the lowest possible one. You know, you got to wonder, like, what that person is and, like, what they do. But think about, like, the highest one. I mean, I'm not really in that market.
Well,
but
did
if
you
I'm
see
gonna
her
go,
photo?
Well, no, I saw that girl. I don't think she was. She 5,000.
She was.
Was she the $5,000 an hour
she
one?
She was the more expensive one. I think. I don't know about. I didn't hear the word 5,000, but I heard word in the thousands.
Wow, I just can't imagine spending that much money for an hour of anything.
Well, he's rich. First of all,
I know.
You know, he comes from a very wealthy family. His dad's some real estate developer in New York.
That's amazing.
And they live rent free in their beautiful apartment.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know. If I'm going to spend that amount of money, though, for an hour, I'm going to want to also be able to kill someone.
Well, I'm going to want some sort of souvenir.
Like a thumb?
No, not
really. Is that weird?
I was more thinking like a, I don't know, a bobblehead of the woman.
A bobblehead of the woman? A bumper sticker?
That says kitten.
A t-shirt, yeah. Right? I spent $5,000 on this hooker and all I got was this lousy t-shirt.
And a great orgasm.
And on that note, we're back to music on here on killradio.org.
Sounded like morning DJs today. God.
So I have two bands for you. This is also from Voodoo Rhythm Records out of Switzerland. These two bands, I got one from – one's called the Juke Joint Pimps out of Cologne, Germany, and the other one's called Mama Rosine out of
somewhere.
Geneva, Switzerland.
Nice.
And yeah, we're going to play their music, and you're going to enjoy it. You can go to voodoorhythm.com for more information on these artists. Check it out. Here, killradio.org.
Thank you. They're here.
Killradio.org. That was Mama Rosie, and I'm going to ruin this by trying to pronounce it, but the album is Tu as perdu ton chemin.
All right, let me try.
Maybe? I don't know. I think I did a better job.
Yeah, I think you did.
Anyway, go to voodoorhythm.com, and you'll be able to find them. They're based out of Geneva, and they have they do this really cool Creole Zydeco style kind of music, which is really tight.
It's nice.
Before that, the Juke Joint Pimps.
Yo.
Out of Cologne, I think. Also on Voodoo Rhythm, voodoorhythm.com. And there you go. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. Kill Radio's only submission, all submission show. People send us music, and we play it on the internet airwaves.
It's interesting because, you know, all the stuff we played is kind of, it's very much this kind of taking from this American genre of kind of Southern kind of music.
You mean today?
Yeah, these are...
The music we've been playing today.
No, the music you've been playing from Voodoo Rhythm.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
But they're all Europeans, and so I guess it does make sense that any genre becomes fair game for a band to kind of take on, you know?
Well, it's kind of funny, too, when you think about if you listen to American music, you might, if you weren't American, you might look at it and go, oh, well, that's... You know, they're drawing upon the Beatles, for example. You know,
they're
taking the European influence.
This is so stupid. I always have to remind myself that the Beatles aren't American. It's like we have such a sense of ownership for the Beatles and this country, is we don't look at them like, oh, they're from a foreign land or anything. You know, they were just as much a part of the American experience at that time as...
Well, you know, it's like,
as the Rolling Stones.
What is American, you know?
And they're in Rolling Stones British, too. See how I did that with the Rolling Stones, too? I mean, there's like bands that we... But also, especially the Rolling Stones, they were taking an American sound. I mean, they took an American sound from really black Southern soul music and because of racism, those artists couldn't make it. But boy, Rolling Stones could.
American as Menudo.
Yeah.
Well, think about it. You know, is it like American as apple pie?
Uh-huh.
Isn't that Dutch?
Apple pie? No.
There's
a Dutch apple pie. There's a certain time of apple pie.
Or like hot dogs. You think it was American, but that's really German.
But there's all this stuff that, you know, even there's stuff that we call like German chocolate cake. You're not going to find that in Germany.
Yeah.
Fettuccine Alfredo is not Italian at all. It's a totally American construct. It's actually a cheap version of fettuccine pasta with, what is that, mascarpone cheese.
Most of what we call Chinese food was actually invented in San Francisco.
Really? I didn't know that. And the burrito's Californian. I think it's invented in L.A. So, but it's, you know, when you have an immigrant population, that's what happens. It comes kind of this mix.
Yeah. Fortune cookies, I know, are invented here.
Yeah.
By a company in San Francisco.
So what we do is we kind of fix these old cultures that have been around for thousands of years, and we make them right.
So we make them pure with our Americanness.
Yeah, we kind of make them right. You know, they just weren't really meeting their mark, and now they get to really meet their mark.
Just like we've gone into Iraq and made Iraq right.
I can't joke about that.
Oh, that's not funny?
No.
Not funny now. Funny later.
3,000 years from now, maybe. Oh, yeah. Remember him.
Yeah.
George Bush.
Fantastic.
Have you looked at Google Earth at all?
Sure. Yeah,
do you have it on your computer?
No. But, I mean, I used to.
I started traveling around Iraq, man. It's a trip.
Oh, wow. I hadn't considered doing that, actually.
I've been going to all these places.
I did find the house where I grew up. Like, I can actually see it because it's 40 acres. You can actually see it from, you know, you can see where the house is, where the pond is and everything.
Right, right.
But the pictures are taken in the winter, so everything is covered up in snow.
Oh, that's funny.
But it's pretty trippy, though, to be able to see the driveway and everything.
Right. Like, yeah, it's bizarre, but I've been starting going to weird places like that. Like, ooh, I want to go to Tehran and see what's going on there.
See, at what point does that break kind of like expectation of privacy rules? You know, like where they could see, because I know, like, if you look at like where I used to live in Glendale, you could actually see what looks pretty much like what my car was at the time that picture would have been taken on the street. But I didn't authorize anybody to take a picture of my car on the street in front of my house, you know?
Well, except there's nothing that really defines it as your car.
Right.
That's the thing. I mean, if it somehow was specific, if it was a photograph, and you could see, again, if you saw the license plate or something. That's
I just wonder where the line gets drawn.
I mean,
yeah.
It's been drawn because you see oftentimes car or photographs where the license plates are blurred out, especially on MTV or something. You see that.
Yeah.
They do that.
But one of these days, you know, one of these satellite pictures or whatever going to catch me, you know, doing my thing, you know, killing someone. And
oh,
then
I was wondering, what is your thing? Oh, that's right, killing people.
Yeah,
got
you
it.
Know, I like to
killing
to kill
something.
People.
You said killing people or killing something?
Well, people usually, you know, animals, you know, mostly innocent, mostly. Did you know that the three things that almost all serial killers have in common?
What?
As kids?
What?
Is they tortured animals.
That's a sign of abuse, usually.
I'm just saying. Almost all serial killers, if you go into their past, you'll find that they tortured animals, they wet their beds, and they had a third thing that I can't remember right now. It's just escaped me. Probably because it applies to me, but I can't think of what it is right
now. Yeah, really. The wet the bed thing
applies
to me.
Isn't that weird, though? But isn't that weird? Like,
yeah,
I mean, it's just like a coincidence, but it's a statistically significant coincidence.
Wow. Well, that I kind of keep showing up.
Yeah.
Huh.
So
I guess I'm 2/3 away from being a serial killer.
Did you torture animals?
No, I wet the bed till like sixth grade.
But you weren't cruel to animals.
No.
Okay.
One time, fires.
Like fires.
Burn things?
Yeah.
No. My brother was more the fire bug.
I like to light animals on fire and then pee on them. So I don't know if I qualify as a serial killer potential or not. In bed, yeah. So.
Is it my turn?
I hope so.
Okay. This is the band from Hamilton, New Zealand. They're called the Bathtub Sophist. For whatever reason, I guess I don't have their MySpace address right, because I was checking the links that I put out on the email that I sent out to everyone today. And theirs didn't hook up, and I'm assuming it's the one they gave me. So,
Mark, you're such a disappointment.
I want to see when we're at music, I'll see if I can figure out if they have a different one or find some more contact information for them. But they're based out of Hamilton, New Zealand. They're called the Bathtub Sophist, S-O-P-H-I-S-T. This is a track called Binary, and you're going to hear it right now on killradio.org. This show's called Hear Here. And I'm going to still talk because you're waiting to lower my mic, and I'm just going to still talk. I'll just lower it.
Specify parameters.
Cuando regreso, y es tan, tan, tan real.
sentimiento geométrico y la cantidad de calma que me das cuando te miento. Si el sol brilla más, más oscura es tu sombra. Cuando regreso, cuando regreso, y es tan, tan, tan veloz el motor, que aunque ganes la carrera, te estrellas en la meta y hace pum, 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 y es enorme el dolor que hace mella en tu idea de enfrentarte a la marea. Y es tan, tan, tan veloz el motor, que aunque ganes la carrera,
don't say anything stupid, Mark. Your microphone's on.
That was Los Latigos out of Buenos Aires, Argentina. The track was called Tan Tan Tan. They're let's see. They don't have a MySpace page, but the label that they're on has a web address.
Aww.
So I'm going to share that with you without laughing. It's www. God damn it. It's because we laughed about it last week. I can't say it.
What is it?
Remember? we just were laughing stupid 13-year-olds. Can you say it?
bmprod.com.ar.
Again, that's www.bmprod.com.ar. And it was some stupid sophomoric thing we were laughing about.
Yeah.
You were laughing, then I started laughing, and then
And it's also the combination of the terms
BM and prod.
BM and prod.
Yeah. But anyway, Los Latigos, again, they're out of Buenos Aires. That track was called Tan Tan Tan. Before that was The Bathtub Sophist, and I realized I did have their MySpace page address wrong. I don't know how I did that, but it's actually myspace.com the bathtub sofa. So I apologize. In the email I sent out today, I had that wrong. I had the link wrong because I had that address wrong. But they're based out of Hamilton, New Zealand. So that's almost the farthest away. I think Tanzania is the farthest, right?
Well, I don't know how you gauge how far something is away. I mean, is that really farther away from LA than Scotland?
Shut up.
What?
You're asking if New Zealand is farther away from Los Angeles than Scotland.
Yeah.
New Zealand is much farther away from LA than Scotland.
Why?
Scotland's like 3,000. New Zealand's like...
No, Scotland is not 3,000 miles away. We are almost 3,000 miles away from New York.
Okay, so then it's more than 3,000 miles. It's like... No, it's 3,000 miles away to Europe. It's 3,000 miles to Europe.
The Atlantic Ocean is only, 500 miles wide? I don't think so.
Oh, I hate when I have conversations like this with you. But
I hate having conversations with you too.
This,
I quit.
I didn't do a superlative or an absolute. I meant these kind.
You mean with
Hamilton,
Jews?
New Zealand? Yeah, Jews who think they're right and chosen and being victimized. No, New Zealand's totally farther away than Scotland.
Okay, fine. I don't know if you. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying I don't.
I'm
think
not
you're right.
Saying you're wrong. I love those kind of. I should punch you for that. I hate that kind of talk. There was I used to work for this TV production company, a division of Paramount Television, and in our staff club meetings, staff meetings, you would learn so much just watching the head honchos fucking just jockey for position, how they talk to each other. And the president of the company, I won't say his name, doesn't matter anyways, but he could not say, this is how he'd say something. You've mentioned an opinion, and he'd go like this, and you wouldn't be wrong. Like, government is like, yeah, I think you're right. You go, no, and you wouldn't be wrong.
Weird.
It's shit like that all the time. We're just going to go, dude. So anyway,
In my humble opinion.
Yeah. You know what the one I realize I hate when people say? Well, you have a right to your opinion. Actually, most people don't have a right to their opinion. It sounds arrogant for me to say so, but their opinion isn't based on any sort of study or research or anything.
Everyone does have a right to have an opinion, not necessarily a right to voice it.
I don't know. I mean, I think we should, maybe in our culture, we should up the ante. Like, if you're going to have an opinion about something, instead of just making a knee-jerk...
It has to be backed up by something?
Well, do some research about it instead of just because you live in the middle of a frickin' ostrich farm that you're going to have an opinion about the Iraq war. And have you looked into it? Have you done any study other than what's been fed to you on the TV? I mean, have you...
You know what my opinion is about that?
I don't...
You're wrong!
See? It's so much... There's no responsibility also with opinions. That's what's so lame about it.
That's what I like about it.
Oh, I can see how you would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go.
There I was.
And you've been there, and now we're back.
and we're back.
Here, killradio.org. Hey, you want to hear your music on killradio.org?
Hey,
it's a lot easier than you might think. You have to, what's the word, send it to us, and then we play it. It's really a two-step process.
Huh.
The first step is you sending it. The second is our playing it. We take CDs. We take MP3s.
Yep.
And that's how we roll, yo. So just go to myspace.com/hearhear. That's myspace.com/HEAR_HERE. Has all the instructions on how to get how to send us music, how to email us MP3s, how to send us CDs, what we're looking for. Any genre is cool. Any level of technical proficiency is fine. Just make sure we have all the information so that we can say things like, hey, right now I'm going to play the Alphas from Scotland, from Glasgow.
And
myspace.com/WeAreTheAlphas. And they sent us a CD all the way from Scotland, which is way farther away than New Zealand. I don't know if you looked at a map.
No.
Lately, but
Wait. No. Here's how long does it take to fly to Scotland?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Well, I know it takes. It takes about. I think it takes like 5 hours from New York. Maybe.
Okay, I'm talking from here in LA.
So from
it's
here,
like 13 hours.
Is it 13 hours?
No,
okay.
It's more like, well...
I don't even know if it's that long.
No, it's
I think it's more like 11 hours.
Yeah, 11 hours. How many hours do you think it takes to fly to, like, I don't know, New Zealand or Australia?
10 and a half?
No, it's like some gross number, like 20.
Really?
It's fucking far, dude.
All right, fine. Well, anyway, this is the Alphas. And then after that, I'm going to play this local band called Puppies and Kittens.
Aww.
Which is also pretty cool.
I like kittens.
And you can check them out, myspace.com/puppiesandkittens. And puppiesandkittens@mac.com is where you can email them. Anyway, here we go. The Alphas, followed by Puppies and Kittens. Here. Killradio.org. Got it? Go.
We're going to meet someone and live someday. Don't forget the feeling, watch the clouds roll away. Sometimes you need a push to get you started. Head over heels, head over heels and run. When you ride your head, go close there. Don't forget the feeling, watch the clouds roll away. Sometimes you need a push to get you started.
Holding on too strong, you're holding on to dear. till I've dragged you along. You're coming up near, but it's all nearly gone. I'm waiting for you, I'm waiting for you to lose. You're always losing your truth. There's only so much, there's so much to do.
Oh,
No one listens to our show.
See, you got to pay attention when I'm.
Oh, who cares?
The mic there. So that was Puppies and Kittens. Y'all right there?
I was trying to move my mic out of the way because I'm about to sneeze, and then I went like that and hit the mic stand with my microphone, which is great radio.
All right.
And then I lost the will to sneeze. I was so like it startled me so much I didn't have to sneeze anymore.
So Puppies and Kittens is a band. It's been together for about a year, and they just finished their second album. They're already working on their third, so that would define them as prolific. And they're based here in Los Angeles. And right on. And they sent us a couple of CDs, so we'll give them some more airplay in a future show. But that one we were just listening to is from their latest release, and it's called No Death, No Fear. And we were listening to a track called Weak. And then before that, we were listening to The Alphas with their song Head Over Heels. And The Alphas, myspace.com/WeAreTheAlphas out of Glasgow, Scotland. Rock on. Here, here, killradio.org. Hi, Mark. How's it going?
Great. I just fixed the – I noticed that was –
Did you fix the MySpace?
Yeah, there was some just weird kind of stuff was bold that wasn't supposed to be, and other stuff was – just wasn't clear, so I kind of cleaned it up. Mm-hmm. I need to doll it up a little bit. And it's just a teeny bit. It looks a little plain.
Fascinating.
Isn't it?
Fabulous.
Isn't it? Need some photos or something. We need new photos, too.
We do need new photos. I agree
with you there. The one photo we have for us is from, like, it's got to be almost a year ago.
Yeah. And you
it's
got
to be a year ago. Long hair now.
You have less hair. No,
I have more hair
now.
Yeah.
And I'm not wearing a hat.
No.
In fact, I think that was the only day I ever wore a hat on the show. The picture that we usually use was the day I was wearing a hat.
Yeah, I think that photo is from a year ago. And again, riveting fucking radio. God. So this is what I love about our show. We'll just talk about stuff, and we just think it's so brilliant. We have no filter.
No, I think it's important that our audience knows that there was a day when we did the show, and I was wearing a fucking hat.
And we decided to take a photo of it in sepia tone.
Exactly. And so that's really important.
Important.
What's the future of Here Here? Any idea what we're going to do with this show? Are we going to keep doing it? People are going to keep sending us music? Man, I got a nice box full of submitted CDs.
You got
here.
A nice box, all right.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure you got a whole bunch of MP3s just waiting to get airplay.
I got
airplay.
Stuff until April.
Do we like this? Are we going to keep doing this? We're in our second year now. You know.
Almost. Almost in our second
year. And
we're
doing this live show for over a year now, too. The live at Lost Souls.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. I hope people come to the thing, Lost Souls, on Friday. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I wish Lost Souls... And my only real complaint about Lost Souls is that they close at 10, which on a Friday is lame.
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
I understand they're not a bar, and they don't really have that incentive for staying open all that late.
Downtown's not quite there yet. Downtown will get there because there's some buildings, some new residential buildings that are opening up real soon. So it's going to change. It's going to be a built-in crowd. We're going to see that. But at the same time, I don't know. Maybe we just need to question everything.
Question everything. Authority.
Question everything.
And subordinates.
Your sexuality.
Why are you always questioning my sexuality? Do I question your relative Judaism? No.
But I see your wife all the time.
You see my wife all the time?
And if a straight guy had a wife like her, totally gay.
If a straight guy had a... I don't understand what that means.
Me neither. I just went with it.
I'm
almost feeling myself...
Oh, is it because she's so beautiful that only a gay guy would like...
No, because she's kind of a stud. She probably kicks your ass.
To prove, how straight he is. Like, I'm overcompensating by being married to someone who's so beautiful.
Exactly. You have a trophy wife.
She's so far out of my league.
She's so trophy.
Yeah. Well, she certainly married me for my money. Unless she's dumber than I thought, because I am broke.
She's not dumb, though.
No, I rather admire her ingenuity.
Yeah.
Ingenuity? In purchasing me. So.
Well, you were marked down, so she bought at the right time.
I was
time.
In the clearance aisle when they were passing out husbands.
You were about to be put to sleep, so she actually saved your ass.
That's how I found my cat.
Which one?
Lenny. Lenny was going to be put to sleep on the day that he was rescued from the pound, and then a few weeks later, I adopted him from the Humane Society, but the Humane Society rescued him from the pound on the day he was to be put to sleep. God, I love that cat. He's so awesome. And now this is Riveting Radio.
Yeah, because I can talk about cats, too.
Yeah, let's not talk about cats. Let's go back to music.
Okay. This is Human Missile, an artist out of Frankfort area, Kentucky. Submits a lot to us, so we're very lucky to have a lot of music coming from that part of the world. Let's see. myspace.com/youandthemissile. This track is called Hiding from 2010.
Have a seat. Make yourself at home. Be comfortable. It's a good song. Human Missile. Here you go.
Take a nice big hit.
Oh, can you put me up? Put me up. Hear, hear. KillRadio.org. That was Human Missile out of Frankfort area, Kentucky. Track called Hiding from 2010. MySpace.com/you and the missile. I like it's really how it's... We say missile, but it's really missile.
I like it. I had this sort of science fiction vibe to it. I'm on a sci-fi kick these days.
Really?
I rented the TV miniseries V.
Oh, yeah. You told me about that. Yeah.
I don't know if you... Do you remember when that was on?
'Cause it's 80s, actually, right? Or late 80s?
It was in the
mid-80s.
Mid to late 80s. I mean, I think I was like... I don't know, 9 or 10 or something like that at the time. It was like right around that time where they were just starting to say viewer discretion advised because they were, you know, starting to show things that were just a little bit off color on TV. Uh-huh. And I remember it being such a big deal as a kid being able to watch V because it was like, you know.
Viewer discretion
advised. Because it was like, oh my God, they're going to show something really creepy. And, the effects, well, Shannon and I just started watching the episodes know, a couple of days ago, and I haven't seen it since I was a kid, and so the effects are really dated, but the good thing is like the way they did special effects in the 80s was actually way more cooler than they do it now in terms of like there's this one part where this girl who's half alien, half human is like peeling off the skin on her arm, and it looks really gross because it's all made out of this latex thing, and she like peels it off and it's like bubbling with this like reptile stuff underneath. Ugh. It's really gross. If they had done it today, it would have been some CGI shiny stupid looking thing, so it didn't look real, but it looked grosser than if it were real,
because it was fake.
Yeah, so stuff like that was fun, but anyway, it's very 80s, like the music and the way people are dressed and everything is really funny.
Cool.
And you could tell, because it's a DVD, you could tell when it just like fades to black for no reason and then comes back, that's where the commercial was meant to be. Because they didn't really make TV shows that way anymore in terms of like where the commercials come in. It's not the scripting is not quite so perfectly. No, it's better timed so that it has beats.
Right.
So like if you watch The Shield on DVD, it's like
it's punctuated.
It never closes and then comes back up in the same scene.
No, it goes to like kind of a bumper where it goes whatever, cha 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 pa da. However they do that.
Oh man, I can't wait for the next season. The Shield's going to be so awesome.
Didn't I borrow 1 and 2 from you, and I'm waiting for 3 or something?
Oh, I don't know. I have it. I have 3 and 4 and Bennett still has 5. Yeah, totally.
Totally.
Yeah,
I through Netflix, I was on a David Lynch kick. I actually watched Inland Empire again. And, it's like 3 hours long, this movie.
Weird.
And it's a really bizarre, the whole kind of thing about this movie is it's not only is blurring the lines between time and physical location, but also a person's kind of character, like multiple characters all somehow being linked. And, I'll tell you, it was much easier to watch at home than it was at the theater. You'd think at the theater would be better and stuff. But maybe it's because it was shot on whatever high-def video, and it's 3 hours long. And, I mean, 1 second you're in Hollywood, next second you're in Poland, next second you're in, I don't know, Rancho Cucamonga or something. And it all just kind of flowed much better. It's a weird movie, but...
It's funny how some movies really do resonate with you better on video than at the... movie theater.
Right.
You just connect with it, maybe because of the circumstances under which you're seeing it or the emotional state that you're in when you're watching it. But like I've fallen in love. I've seen some movies in the theater where I was like, it's all right. And then later I saw it on video and fell in love with it,
Right.
I've had the reverse too, where I saw it in the theater and I thought it was brilliant. And then later I rented it and I was like, why did I like this movie? It's lame.
Well, I've also had it where I see a movie on DVD at home and go, oh, I wish I would have saw this in the theater, because I could see where it was really made for the big screen, the sound, the audience, the event kind of thing.
I remember when I was in college, it's so funny. It's like when I first started smoking pot, and I was like, I discovered that all the movies that I had loved over the years of my teenage years were like completely different movies now. So it's like, wow. I had this like big pirated movie collection, and I go into my collection and be like, have I seen this one, stoned? I don't think so. And then I'd watch it, and be like, wow, it's so much cooler. That sounds so funny to me now. But anyway, God. Let's get back to music.
Okay.
I got a cool little set for you. First up, I got a track by an artist called Watson Manor. Or I guess it's an album called – a project called Watson Manor. It's Sean Patrick and Dana Parker, the musicians. And this is a local act. And then right after that, I have a band called Cave Doll out of Salt Lake City, Utah. These guys found me on MySpace, and I just finished a remix for the song I'm going to play
cool.
for you. And that was a really positive experience. It's really cool people. And
A positive experience for you. Great.
Yeah, I don't have
great,
a lot of positive
John.
Experiences.
I'm so happy.
Anyway, they have this album called No Vertigo. So we're going to play Watson Manor and then follow it up with Cave Doll with the track Decoder. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. This is Kill Radio's all submission, only submission show.
Come back to me. And I never will be gone again. Back to me. And it's my turn when I love again to be free. I was once on the road with you, but I'm back to me.
Like a ghost.
Hear, hear. Killradio.org.
Yay.
That was Cave Doll. MySpace.com/CaveDollBand is the MySpace for that band out of Salt Lake City, Utah. Name of their album is No Vertigo. You should get it. It's cool. I've heard the whole thing. I dig it. Also, if you want to hear my remix of Decoder, you can go to MySpace.com/JohnHirschfieldMusic, and I have it up there on my MySpace page, and came out pretty damn well, if I may say so myself. Before that, Sean Patrick and Dana Parker, who are Watson Manor, and we were listening to a track called Back to Me, the premix. And that's it. Here, yay, here at killradio.org. And we got, looks like we got one more set for you.
Yep.
And we might actually finish the show on time, which would be a first for us.
We've never really
finished on time.
Once, twice.
We finished early before.
Yeah. Well, oddly, we're extremists that way. So, yeah, because we never time out the show ahead of time. I guess that's our challenge.
Well, I mean, that's the point, though. It's a submission show, and, you know, we don't spend a lot of time, like, organizing, like, who gets played and why and filtering out stuff and,
you know,
being all, like, corporate about it.
Oh, well, I'm not corporate about
it. Yeah, so that's
I'm happy the whole time. I'm kind of organizing my playlist and putting stuff together.
Okay, whatever.
So this is a band based here in Los Angeles called Fuck You, Happy Dwarf.
Band called Fuck You? Weird.
They're based here in Los Angeles, like I said, myspace.com/happydwarfband. This first track is Strength, and then after that we'll go to an artist called George Reeves out of Portland, Oregon, called Willard Dream. His website is averytime.com, A-V-E-R-Y-T-I-M-E.com. First, let's start off with Happy Dwarf, track called Strength, based here in Los Angeles. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org.
You can change.
And we're back. That was George Reeves out of Portland, Oregon. A track called Willard Dream. We've played him before, somewhat of a while ago, but relatively recently. Website is averytime.com, which is basically averytime.com. And then before that, once again, was Happy Dwarf with the track Strength. Based here in Los Angeles, Happy Dwarf is myspace.com/happydwarfband.
Yeah.
And we have 7 minutes to kill.
Well, we could talk very slowly and abstractly.
What did you say?
You know, there haven't been a lot of sirens outside lately.
No, but there's a lot of hoodlums hanging out by the gas station.
Oh, yeah?
No, they're just kids.
Kids, hoodlums, whatever. Big diff.
Same diff.
Let's thank the bands. It's my favorite part of the show. Thanks, bands, for the end. No, seriously, though. George Reeves, Happy Dwarf, Cave Doll, Watson Manor, Human Missile, Puppies and Kittens, The Alphas, Los Latigos, The Bathtub Sophist, Mama Rosine, The Juke Joint Pimps, Mock Fox, The Scooters, Stinky Lou, and The Goon Mat with Lord Bernardo, Reverend Beatman, and Daniel Spree.
Yay.
You have submitted and been played on Here, killradio.org.
And how you've been played, motherfucker.
Oh, you've been played, foo.
So if you'd like to get the recorded version of this show later, it will be available for download probably later today.
Yes.
Probably, yeah?
Tonight, okay. Certainly.
And you can just find that at myspace.com/here. Just look at her blog, HEAR_HERE, or you can go directly to it, just blog.myspace.com/here, HEAR_HERE. Or it's also available through the U.S. version of the iTunes Music Store, right? You still upload there?
Yes, it is podcast. Do we have the podcast link up on our MySpace? How to subscribe to it?
No, I got
to
find that somewhere.
Get deleted when we were changing the MySpace?
Yeah.
I must have.
No, it didn't get deleted when I changed MySpace. It was on my, I don't know where it is. I had it on my old hard drive, but I had all those notes somewhere.
Oh, okay. I'll send it to you then, because we should really have a link to it there.
Yeah.
Once again, a reminder that on next Friday, that is a week from today, March 21st, Lost Souls Cafe, starting at 7:30 p.m., we're going to be doing a fundraiser to support anti-corporate, nonprofit internet radio in Los Angeles, killradio.org. And we're going to have some artists perform that have been played on Here, and some of them have also performed here in the Kill Radio studio on my show Is Good. We have Dawn Shipley, Shane Hunter, Johanovich von Woken, and a couple other cool guests. So it should be a really fun evening, and for $5, I think it's a sweet deal.
And
so
it's a great location.
Yeah, Lost Souls Cafe downtown 124 West 4th Street.
Old Bank District.
Yeah, right across the street from Bar 107. So dig it.
Bep.
And that's it. You've been listening to Here on killradio.org.
Meow.